Welcome back, everybody, to the Everyman Drummer Podcast. I'm your host, Will. This is episode number 28. I've done away with the season numbers because I get lost. We get confused. I don't know what the hell's going on. So it's just easier to keep them in numerical order. So we're at, check that out, within the year that we've done this already. We're already at episode 28. How's everybody doing? Hopefully everybody's doing okay out there. Your email address, the Everyman Drummer Podcast at yahoo.com. You can hit me up at the social medias on the Twitters and the Instagrams at The Real Will Geronimo. Questions about the show, any show ideas, anything you guys want to talk about, hit it up over there. Hit me up in the DMs. I do answer them. So, moving along, got a little bit of stuff to talk about. What happened in the past week? Did not record an episode last week, at least I don't think so. I don't remember if I did or not. Just been one hell of a busy week, hectic week, going out and, you know, on my behind-the-scenes life outside of drumming. So I just recently finished recording drum tracks for a local singer-songwriter here in Chicago. Just finished up that. That wrapped up, I want to say. It was really quick on my end already. I had wrapped that up in a matter of 3 or 4 days. Trying to get as much as I could do to, you know, everything. When I mean wrap it up in about 3 or 4 days, that means that was everything on my end. So most drummers, we take a little bit longer to record. You know, a lot of us like to record, take our time to doing it. I like to move, get in and get out. You're not taking up too much time. Just get the ball rolling. I usually do a lot of my takes in one or two takes. Some of the artists that I've worked with around here in the city will know that I tend to work fast through everything. And usually when you get that feeling, when the ones that do know me in the city that have recorded with me, what they do know is that they, as soon as I look at, when I'm recording my drum parts and everything, and when they see or they actually hear me say at the end of the take, that's the one, then we're pretty good. Pretty good, and you hear that's the one usually after one or two takes. I do record. I do like to get through my parts really fast. I don't like to waste anybody else's time. Just get in, get out, move on, get on with it. So that's what I mean when I took about, you know, 4 or 5 days last week to just finish that up. And that entailed in me mixing a lot of my drum parts together, getting the EQs, everything, all the compression ratios, everything set up. So that's what I mean. It would be a pre master mix of my drums. So that's what was going on last week. So that's why we missed an episode last week. But in that time, a lot has happened between last week and now. So have some tragic news out there. Slipknot drummer Joey Jordison passed away last Wednesday. I heard about that via the Twitter machine. Then you're like wondering what if this is real or not, and it's just like it's you just have to take a look at it and take and just read deep into it. Now, I wouldn't say I'm like the biggest fan of Slipknot, but I do know their music. I'm a fan of the music. I have one or two of their albums. They're in that genre of the new metal, that new metal style of hardcore rock. It's good. It's fantastic stuff if you haven't listened to it yet, but I'm sure a lot of us in our drumming world, we have. So I got turned on to, the drumming of Joey Jordison, which is just phenomenal. We all know that, you know, very talented. Very, I'd say, in the way that he plays, a very technical. For the music that he's playing, he plays, it's very technical, and it's what I like to hear with a lot of these new metal bands. It's, you hear their influences, you hear everything that they do. Joey Jordison, when he was playing, you can hear a lot of the influences that he had, and how he helped mold that genre. His drum kit, you know, very reminiscent of the Tommy Lee drum kits you're on the risers and the roller coasters and all that shit, where it's up in flames and doing everything. One of the things that stood out about his drum kit was he had that Recaro racing seat on there. So for a lot of you car buffs out there that are listening to this, Recaro has made its way into the drum world by way of Joey Jordison and his drum setup. It was really cool to see that he has a Recaro racing seat as his drum seat. You got to be strapped in. The thing goes upside down. Playing drums upside down. I can't even imagine that, how these guys do that. How the hell do you play drums upside down? You know, that's just me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know, maybe because I'm an old school type drummer. I would just rather just, you know, I don't know. I see a lot of the drumming antics that goes with the stick tricks and all that. You twirl your drum. Yeah, whatever. It's different. It's different, you know. I don't know. I'm just an old school type drummer, I guess. But he passed away last Wednesday, July 26th. And I saw that come up on the Twitter webs. I remember when he was all of a sudden not in Slipknot. I didn't know why. He lived pretty much of a private life. And it was in 2013 that he wasn't in Slipknot anymore, that he had left. This is what's the best about stuff. About being in the limelight is you're in the limelight and you live a private life. And not a lot of us knew what had happened with Joey Jordison. Unless you're a big fan, you guys could correct me on that. Unless you're the big fan of the band, then you guys know everything about Slipknot. You know, it's one of those things, unless you know, you're going to know why he left the band. I had no idea. I thought he was done with Slipknot. I thought it was, you know, that he was moving on to other things. He's the founding member of the band, so you know, or whatever. Thought that was one of the things that he wanted, you know, he's going to go pursue other things. Coming through with it, with his passing of Joey Jordison, it's like you dig into it. I have this tendency to fall down these. I want to know what's going on, why this happened. So, or sort of like a reverse proactive, I don't know, research thing that you just want to learn. You want to learn what was going on here. So I came to grips and I took a look at it. Reading, didn't know that he was ill. I guess he became ill in 2010 with a viral infection, transverse myotitis or whatever it is, that caused him to lose his left leg. And for us drummers, our limbs are very important to us. You know, the exception being Rick Allen. The three-limbed drummer, and that's just dedication and the will to drive forward, and you've lost your left arm. The left arm plays. I think it is the left arm, and you get to utilize your legs to fill in the void for it. And Rick Allen, one of the best out there to do that. That's an inspiration for anybody that when somebody tells you can't do it, that right there, Rick Allen is the one that will prove you otherwise, that no matter what the setback is, yeah, you'll overcome it. And for Rick Allen and Def Leppard, it continued on like nothing had ever happened. In this case, it's almost like he retired. Joey Jordison retired with it after he wasn't unable to play drums before his rehab, and then he recovered, and then sadly he passed away in his sleep last Wednesday. The only guy is only 46 years old. It's only 6 years older than me. And the same day that that happened, you know, Mike Portnoy, Charlie Benante had a live session, a live stream on Instagram. And I was able to watch it in my break during my regular day job. I was able to watch a little bit of it. And Mike Portnoy was saying something about, they were talking about all the drummers that have come and gone. We know the legends that are gone way before we even show up. The Gene Krupas, the Buddy Riches, the Papa Joe Jones, the Philly Joe Jones, you know, the Baby Dodds, those guys. You know, and some of them from there lived on to when we were coming up as drummers, the Louis Belsons, you know, of the world. The Tony Williams, they lived up to where we could see it, and then they pass away in our time. But those other guys have passed away before our time before we start, you know, really coming into our own. Max Roach, another one. Those are the legends of, and they're gone way before we even, you know, before we come around. Mike was starting to say our contemporaries are slowly starting to go away. And it puts it in a different perspective. So you look at it, Joey Jordison passed away at the age of 46. I take it a further step back. I want to say it was 2009, 2010, right around there, when Jimmy the Rev Sullivan of A7X, Avenged Sevenfold, passed away suddenly of a heart attack. And he was young. I believe him and I are the same age. He would be 40 this year, I believe, or he's a year older than one of the two. And you look at it, and it puts you in perspective. Yeah, our contemporaries, the people that are close to us in age, it's part of the life cycle. It's part of that deal, and you have to put it into your own perspective and see, did I do enough to get recognized out there? Joey Jordison's death was sudden. It was sudden for the people that didn't know what was going on. Not so much probably for the family, because as they know. It's the same thing what happened last year with Neil Peart. You're battling stuff in the privacy and the comfort out of the limelight, and it hits you like a storm, and you just can't believe it. And Mike had mentioned that on the live stream with Charlie Benante on Instagram about how all of a sudden all our heroes, the people that we've known, we've grew up listening to, that have influenced and shaped us, are all of a sudden, they're going off and heading into the next world to play in that big show, to play in the even bigger show that nobody can imagine here on Earth. So, if we're getting meta, what is it, spiritual on you, we're cold off on that. But that's the point. We're starting to realize that our contemporaries are going, and now we're shaping the way for the next generation who will look at us as heroes. And then you got to ask yourself, did I do enough for that person to be inspired? And that's one thing that I'm hoping that anybody who's listening to this podcast out there, they take something away from it. If you don't, that's fine. If you do, that's great. I'm not here to change your mind about drumming. I'm not here to tell you that this is good for you. I'm not here to tell you that don't do that. I'm just putting insight out into the music world from my perspective. This is just from my perspective. Does it mean it's the same for everybody? Absolutely not. You can have your own perspective on everything. And I'm not going to tell you that yours is wrong, and I'm not going to tell you that mine's the right way. Use it with an open mind and take it with a lesson, a grain. I like to say with a grain of sand or a grain of salt, whatever the hell it is. But, yeah, just look at it that way. And we're only here, like Neil Peart said, for a limited time. And make the most of it. So, Joey Jordison passed away July 26th. The age of 46. A very influential drummer. And the founding member of Slipknot. One of the things I like about his drumming when I'm listening to some of the Slipknot records is his the way that he would space out and throw fills in there. So a lot of times you hear like a lot of these new metal stuff and it's just 100,000 miles an hour double bass blast beat, whatever. Let me just tell you one thing for all you metal drummers out there. That is one hell of a skill. You guys got that one figured out. It's either a couple of Red Bulls and a cup of coffee to get that going, but god damn, man. I do that just screwing around, and I'm not a double bass drum player, and my legs feel like I just ran a fucking marathon. So, but that's one of the things that I liked about Joey Jordison was his use of fills. They just come out and they just slap you, almost like the Rev. His fills, if you take a look at the, if you listen to the Rev and Joey Jordison, compare the two, it's almost similar. Joey Jordison, I think, has the more of a technical advantage, the more experience on there. He was older. He's 6 years older. So with that comes in, you're already gonna have a few more tricks up your sleeve already. So with that being said, it's like, yeah, if I were to pick one or two, I don't like to do this a lot, but I'm gonna go with Joey Jordison for more of technique. The Rev has more, I guess, finesse, I guess you would say. If you compare the two, the Rev is like a new Mike Portnoy. He was heavily influenced by Portnoy. A lot of the things I was listening to, one of the A7X, and I'm going off on a tangent here, one of the A7X albums in it, I was just listening to the way the Rev plays. It's like I'm listening to Portnoy. And then when Portnoy filled in after he passed, it's like, it still sounds like the Rev, which is pretty cool because you have your hero filling in for you until you find the permanent drummer. And they went through two. I think Brooks Wackerman is the current drummer over there anyway. But with Joey Jordison, I'm trying to remember who replaced. Was it Derek Roddy that replaced them? I know it's another well-known new metal drummer that replaced that I wouldn't say replaced. I'd say took over after Joey Jordison fell ill. I forgot who is the one there. Let's take a look and see who it is here. Let's see if I'm right. Jay Weinberg is the one that took over. That's right. I remember saying that. It's like, Jay Weinberg. I remember the first time I saw Jay Weinberg in the ad. I was in a magazine. It was one of the drum magazines. I saw him in an ad, and it said Slipknot. And that was when I'm like, what the hell happened to Joey Jordison? You know, obviously, you're not going to, you couldn't tell. The only way you could tell is the look at the drum set. You know, they wear masks up on stage. So you're not going to know what's going on with that. So, but Jay Weinberg is the current drummer of Slipknot. Like I said, I'm not going to say he's replaced them. You never replace one of your members. You just, unless the member really just, you know. I have no comment on replacing that stuff. I've been replaced many a times. I don't really give a damn. Before you get me started on that, we're not even going to get, you know, we're just going to leave that alone. But yeah, I would encourage everybody out there who's, you know, you've have to have know who Slipknot is as a band. They've been around for a while. One of the influential, you know, they're one of the influential new metal bands of this generation. So when a member of a band that's influential of this generation, when somebody passes it, yeah, it'll affect everybody of this era. So, reading on this page right here, it says it right there, Joey Jordison right there. I want to make it very clear that I did not quit Slipknot. This band has been my life for the last 18 years, and I would never abandon it or my fans. And, you know, I never saw that until now. And it all comes full circle when the news the last week that he had passed away. So, That's just one of those things that you look at life on that. That's part of life. That's exactly what it is. It's part of life. Just make the most of it. Make what's best out of it. Joy Jordanson, age 46, passed away July 26th. Yeah. Okay. Check that out. I'll leave, if you guys didn't see that, the links are going to be up in the show notes as per usual. I'll leave a link up to Joy Jordanson and all his, the influences that he was. It's interesting. You look at a list of his influences there. Everybody's going to cite his first one. It's, especially when you come into that genre of music. Keith Moon is up right away on there. Yeah, just right there. Keith Moon and, of course, John Bonham. Everybody's influenced by John Bonham. And these are the ones that are really cool. He's got what me and Portnoy would call the big four. I have what I call the big five. Jordanson's main influences, his big four: Keith Moon, John Bonham, Gene Krupa, and Buddy Rich. Check that out right there. That's a pretty good you know, it's funny because Keith Moon influenced John Bonham along with Max Roach and, you know, the greats, the Krupas and the Riches. Yeah. Joy Jordanson, age 46, passed away July 26th. The founding member of the band Slipknot. Check out some of their works up there. I'll leave a link to their page on the interwebs. Yeah, so that's what's been going on. You have to take some of that stuff into consideration of what's going on. It is. The drumming world, we're in mourning again. Another one of the superstars is out there. Another prominent superstar in the new metal world. So it's like, I think about it, put it in perspective, like Portnoy said, it's like, man, I look at my list of my big five heroes, and two out of the five have passed on. Jeff Beccaro back in 1992, and Neil Peart last year. So the ones that are still walking this earth are Portnoy, Simon Phillips, and Dave Weckl. You know, and I look at the pictures of these guys, my heroes, and yeah, we're all getting older, and it's, you know, you just don't know when it's going to happen. But you want to take away the memories that you have with them. I was privileged enough to meet Portnoy back in 2001 at the drum pad in Palatine, which is no longer there. I think Jim Streich had he retired a few years back already. The store closed down. But that's how I have met Mike Portnoy there. Great guy. You're going to hear mixed things about the man. You form your own opinion if you've met him already. So, that's that about that. So, you just take it into consideration and to put it into perspective of what's going on. Make sure that you influence everybody and that you leave your mark. It's the music world. The music world can be very nasty. It will spit you out if you're not. It will chew you up and spit you out if you're not prepared to handle a lot of the stuff. So, yeah. All right, that segment is done. Let's go on to our final segment here of the show, and it's a popular one, I'm hoping. Yeah, it's the one where I get to rant about what the hell I've been listening to. So before we get into that section, I just want to remind you, if you all are interested in starting your own podcast, the easiest way to do it is to check out anchor.fm. They will help you. You have a topic, you record it like I'm doing right now, upload it, title it, they will spread it out there onto other platforms. They will get you out on the Spotify, the Apple iTunes, the Stitchers, I don't even remember what other, wherever you guys are getting your podcasts from. But you got a topic that you want to talk about, something like that's really it, you're really into, check it out. Anchor.fm. They will help you get your podcast moving. So now it's time for that friend of the program segment that we like to call What's in My CD Player. So actually, this one's going to be a little bit of a different. I didn't have anything in the CD player, but it's more like, what am I streaming? And for the past few days, last week and into the weekend, been listening to a band called Orgy. A lot of you guys know any. Do you guys all know about the band Orgy? Okay, and the two albums that I've been listening to on constant on me on the iPod have been Candy Ass and Vapor Transmission. Two phenomenal albums by the band Orgy. Just the way that it sounds, the production value on them. Okay. Now, if anybody doesn't know who Orgy is, he's an American alternative rock band. You can even classify them into the new metal versions. It's almost like they're sort of like a Korn as well, I guess. Listening to Candy Ass and Vapor Transmission. Vapor Transmission has one of my favorite songs by the band called Eva. Just what is being played on there. Just the musical style, everything of that song. It's just tied together. Such a great rhythm on there. Bobby Hewitt is the drummer on both of those albums, and you listen to his, you can tell a lot of his influences of what he's doing there. One of the first times I heard Orgy, it was on the Family Values tour. They did three songs on that Family Values tour on that CD. I actually have that. I think it's the first one. And they were one of the bands on there. And I was just listening to it. It's such a wide array of sounds that Bobby Hewitt is doing on there. And I want to say that his drum set is a kind of if you look on the Instagrams, and you see a lot of these hybrid drum sets. Now, what I mean by that is you got your typical, your traditional acoustic drum set mixed in with electronic pads, triggers, and samplers on there. And his drum set, I've never actually really seen it. Probably should pick up a picture of it and see what it looks like. Let's take a look here. Bobby Hewitt of Orgy. Oh, right there, Bobby Hewitt drummer. See if they got any pictures of his drum set up online here. But it sounds like a drum set that's a hybrid type drum set. And then looking at the pictures, yeah, he does have a mix of both acoustic and electronic pads on there. And what he was playing, his grooves are so tight in the song Eva, which is off of Vapor Transmission. Just that the groove behind it and some of the tasteful fills that he's playing on there, that's something that, you know, sometimes when you're playing music like that, the placement has to be almost precise, and that's what it is. His drumming is so precise in a lot of those older recordings with Orgy. You can hear the influence from the 80s influence and the drummers that he's listened to growing up, and that's really shaped his playing. But those albums are the ones that are pretty much heavy in rotation on my iPod right now. And just the production value, for sonic clarity, it's just a fantastic album to listen to. Just a fantastic album to listen to. I recommend them if you guys haven't heard them. And hopefully a lot of guys and gals out there in the drummer world, take a listen to them. Vapor Transmission by Orgy and Candy Ass. It's like one of their earlier works, but it's ones that will stand the test of time. And that's what's in my CD player. Checking out the replay on, let's replay that one more time. We are talking about, it is on constant replay on my iPod right now. Nothing is in the CD player. You know, I don't stream everything. I don't, you know, don't change everything over to the iPod. I do have those CDs in my vast CD collection. So Vapor Transmission and Candy Ass right there. Check those out by the band Orgy, who hail from California, from Los Angeles. Shout out to the people down in SoCal. Got some great stuff out there. Yeah, check them out. I'll leave the links to their albums or to their webpage in the show notes. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode. We will talk soon. Everybody out there, keep drumming, keep playing, and keep listening to music. Because without music, guess what? It's a pretty boring world out there. We all know that music is the universal language. We will talk to you soon. Take care and keep playing them drums. Peace.